Chapter 19. Lexi could hardly keep her mind on work the rest of the day. Nance and the ladies had worked out a plan to try and expose Olivia. Ruth and Helen would put their internet skills to use, trying to dig up anything they could on the Fur Fun Canine Center or the owner, Steve. Nance and Ida planned to hit the streets, asking their network of informants if they knew anything about a drug smuggling operation out of the canine center. Lexi's job was to go to her agility class, just like usual, and try to dig up something on Olivia. At 5 o'clock, she closed up the shop and drove home to get Sprinkles, eating the lemon square she'd grabbed out of the case for supper on the way. A tingle of nerves ate away at her confidence as she drove toward the canine center. If Olivia was the killer, then maybe it wasn't such a good idea to be digging up information on her. Then again, what could Olivia possibly do to her in a place full of people and dogs? "Maybe I should call Jack and let him know just in case," she said out loud to Sprinkles, who was panting happily in the passenger seat. "What do you think?" Sprinkles gave her an "Are you crazy?" look. "Right, bad idea." Lexi took the turn onto Meadow Road, the lemon square settling in her stomach like a brick. "I wonder if Nance has an update. She should have called by now." She fished her cell phone out to check. "Oh, that's right. I turned it off so I wouldn't get interrupted while I was baking." Lexi pressed the button and the phone turned on, then dinged to announce she had a message. It wasn't from Nance, it was from Norman. She frowned as she hit the button to listen to the message. "I wonder what he wants."
"Hi, Lexi. I was doing some surveillance on our suspects, and Olivia is acting pretty strange. I followed her to that old farm on Meadow Road. I'm going in to see what she's up to."
Lexi's heart froze. They hadn't yet told Norman about the attempt on Larry's life. He had no idea Olivia was the killer. She fumbled with the phone to press the callback button, her grip tightening on the steering wheel as she waited for it to connect. Her gut churned when it passed straight to voicemail. He must have his phone turned off so he could stalk Olivia without having it ring and alert her. She pressed down on the accelerator. The farm was only about a half mile ahead, but there was no time to waste. She had to warn Norman before Olivia killed him, too. Lexi's heart raced as the farmhouse appeared, a small dot on the horizon. As she got closer, she could see Norman's beige car parked in front of the barn. Should she go in honking her horn to warn him? No, that might panic Olivia, and there was no telling what she'd do. Better to sneak up and surprise her from behind. She cut the engine, gliding to a stop beside Norman's car. Glancing over at Sprinkles, she hesitated a moment. Should she bring the dog or leave her in the car? Better to bring her and make sure she could protect her rather than risk Olivia coming across the car and harming her. "Shh, Sprinkles." Lexi instructed the dog to be quiet, and Sprinkles cocked her head to one side as if she understood. Lexi grabbed her leash and led her out the driver's side. Closing the door quietly behind her, she crept up to the old barn. The sliding barn door was cracked open about a foot. Lexi stood just outside it, straining to hear. The sound of a whippoorwill broke the silence of the forest, followed by the lonely call of a mourning dove. Squirrels scurried in the dried leaves next to the barn. A creak sounded from inside. Was Norman in there? Lexi realized the old barn would be the perfect place to store drugs, or even make them. No wonder Olivia and Steve didn't want the area developed into a mall. Slipping into the dim interior of the barn, she waited a few seconds for her eyes to adjust. Sprinkles stood quietly by her side. In front of her was an aisle flanked by horse stalls on either side. No sign of Norman or Olivia. To the right was a walled-off section, which must have contained another room, and the small silo that was attached to the barn. She thought she heard muted voices coming from the other side. She started toward the sounds. An old board creaked as she put her weight on it, and she froze in her tracks, her heartbeat hammering in her chest. No one came or yelled out. She continued on, sprinkles at her side. Nearing the door to the walled-off section, Lexi reached into her bag and pulled out the can of mace. Sprinkles stopped short, her nose up in the air, sniffing. She looked up at Lexi apologetically, then lurched around the corner of the wall, through a hall, and into the round silo room, pulling Lexi with her. Lexi's heart stopped as she skidded into the room, and face to face with Olivia Banks. Olivia was sitting awkwardly in a chair, Farfel balanced in her lap. Her wide eyes were filled with fear. Doubt bloomed in Lexi's gut. This wasn't the killer sneer she expected to see on Olivia's face. Olivia's eyes slid to look at something behind Lexi's left shoulder. Lexi turned in that direction. Bam! Pain exploded on the side of Lexi's head, and she went down, the can of mace flying out of her hand and her palms scraping up splinters in the old, rough wooden flooring. Her vision became fuzzy, her head spinning. A familiar voice cut through the haze.
You just couldn't stop snooping, could you?
Lexi rolled on her side and looked up at the figure. Her vision blurred in and out. She couldn't quite make out who it was. She blinked, clearing her vision enough to see who it was. Cora?